Hey, Paul.
Mike, it's good to see you again. Nice to visit with you. We've had a great week. We're up to Friday already.
And I can't believe that this is our last live show this week.
Well,
I mean, the show continues for the weekend, but you, however, have other commitments in front of you.
My real job will commence pretty soon, so I need to prepare for that.
Yeah, no, I understand. I should be doing the same thing, but I have the benefit of being able to work from anywhere. I work out of a laptop and a coffee shop, so.
Sometimes I'm able to do that. I long for the day when I can run a Level D aircraft simulator from the comfort of my own home, but I don't see that in my future.
So we're starting to lose a little bit of weather today. It's been chilly, as you know. It's only 66 right now, and we're overcast. Don't know what the ceiling is right now, but we've got lots of jets flying past, and that thunder that rattles the windows and the doors of our otherwise soundproof building. Not, I'm just joking here.
But it's otherwise been a great day. The excitement continues. There's lots of people. The weekend is coming, so that always brings in a lot more people. So this is far from over.
And the weekend is supposed to end with the Vans RV12IS that is being built as part of the one-week wonder, getting to the point of being able to taxi. So the story in this morning's AirVenture Today was that they are sort of, kind of, almost on schedule. So to dig deeply beneath the hidden meaning of that statement.
To go beneath the skin, so to speak.
To do investigative reporting like none other, we turn now to our news reporter, Spencer Schott.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Spencer.
Hey there. Nothing like overselling, huh?
A little bit oversold.
That's funny.
But today I stopped by the One Week Wonder, and yes, they are almost on schedule, as Ron Wagner told me.
Yeah.
But he's still confident that they're going to get it done.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of expertise that knows exactly how all those bits and pieces come together, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, they have a bunch of folks from Vans who are in, is it a development or test or something like that?
Well, they call it their building team, and they work behind the scenes, and they, when you go to the stand, everyone building it is in a blue shirt. But if you see a dark blue shirt over working above someone, they are the van specialist. They're the ones that go in, double check all the work, make sure all the rivets are good, and they look at these little things called
Clecos.
And I went in and I talked to Ron about what are Clecos and why are they important.
Essentially, there are only 2 days left to finish the one-week wonder so it can be inspected and approved to taxi in Sunday's air show. The building crew is hard at work, and if you walk by, you might see them using an interesting tool. What looks like small brass pipes can be seen sticking up along the edges of sheets of metal. Those are called Clecos.
A Cleco is an essential part of metal amateur-built airplane or any metal airplane.
That was Media Relations Director for the One Week Wonder, Ron Wagner. I asked him, what is a Cleco, and what does it do?
It's a very small clamp that fits in holes that are to be riveted together.
Wagner also gave me a demonstration showing me exactly how the tool works.
There's a special set of pliers you use that when you squeeze them, as you can see, that comes out and gets narrow, and as it comes back, it expands and becomes a little clamp that temporarily holds the skin.
One way to think about it is like using pins to hold fabric in place as you sew a hem.
You'll see Cleco fasteners all along various parts that are being built. It holds the parts in position to make sure everything's right, so you're testing it, checking it before you do the final riveting. As you rivet, you remove the Cleco fasteners when you've got a finished product. It's that quick and easy.
As Clecos come out and rivets go in, the one-week wonder is really starting to look like a plane. Wagner says the building team is putting all the pieces together.
The fuselage is now on the gear. They're working on the fin and installing the rudder right at this moment.
With steady progress being made, Wagner is confident they will be done on time.
We're on schedule. We believe we'll be taxiing up and down the flight line on Sunday afternoon.
But just because everything is coming together doesn't mean there isn't still work for you.
And the wings are still a lot of riveting to do, so we need you to come down and pull a rivet for us and come in and check on the progress.
EAA Radio will continue to bring you daily updates at 12:15 on this year's One Week Wonder. Reporting for EAA Radio News, I'm Spencer Schott.
Well, mission accomplished.
Yep, you asked a question and I found you an answer.
And we're going to have to give him another question, aren't we?
There's lots of questions in this project. I went by early this morning. It might have been 7:30 or quarter to 8 when I went by. And I was surprised at the progress from yesterday to today when I saw it, you know, about 24 hours earlier. It's an airplane. It's sitting on its gear. The engine is hung. I did not see the tail assembly at that point, but I did go back a couple of hours later, and the tail assembly was there.
And there was a
there.
Rudder and everything.
Yeah. Amazing progress. And you can really see that this project is really coming together.
It is. I'm excited.
Is it accurate to say that there is a sort of an uphill and then a crest, and now we're downhill, and that it's kind of coasting from here, or... No,
I would describe that as a good way of looking at it, because you now have the structure to which you can do what's called the finishing kit, which now means get the panel in, get the seats in, get all the control cables and the controls in, and you know you're probably at a point where maybe it's 80% there, but the last 20% will take some more time.
Well, I keep on hearing it's 80% done, 80% to go, that's kind of the way a home build goes. Now, when you've got all the pieces distributed around the shop, you can have people working on every piece. Once it's all collected, there really can be only one, maybe two people inside that airplane and hanging over the back of the panel.
Well, that's for sure.
Yeah. So the number of people who can be plowing forward in the work has got to be going way down right now.
I think that's the case. It's fun to watch it, though. It seems like it's a beehive of activity, but it looks organized.
Yeah.
It looks everybody has a purpose, and they're all doing what they should be doing.
Yep, and Ron is there standing guard. So I tried to talk to a couple of builders today, but he was like, they're working. They're busy. They can't take time.
Really?
Yes.
No media availabilities for the builders, huh?
Yep, they have a schedule. They're there every day from 8 to 5. Some of the expert builders stay there a little bit longer, and... sometimes a little bit towards 8 o'clock at night, just plowing away, making sure that they have all the finishing touches, prepping work for people to do tomorrow. And so they're so busy. Ron stepped in and said, I'll answer any questions you have.
Okay. Yeah. Well, so I appreciate that.
I walked down the flight line in between things this morning and went down to Vans and just stood and looked at a already completed RV-12. And I said to the Vans representative, I said, I'd like to know if I can fit into one of these. And he said, well, there's only one way to try. He said, step up and we'll put you in it and see. I do fit. I'm 6'4", although the last time I went to the doctor, they said 6'3½". I have a feeling that might be shrinkage. But
I'm with you there, brother.
Yeah, 6'3½", and about 210 pounds. And I do fit in it. You know, I was curious to see what it would look like with the canopy closed, and it's a little bit tight, but what a beautifully constructed airplane it is.
Yeah.
I want one now.
Okay. Yeah. All right. You know, earlier in the week we were talking about the panel, and one of the things that I noticed, obsolete information now, but the panel has been sitting out on a table with both the front and the back exposed and demo routines running on the PFD and the MFD sitting in the panel. So we've been able to see the gorgeous graphics and the, you know, the difference in displays. And
for that type of aircraft, it's an amazing avionics array that will make flying this airplane very easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's marvelous to see that much technology available to us.
And the fact that it's a low-wing bubble canopy kind of airplane means that you will always have the chance to gloriously look outside.
That's
and
right.
Should you ever choose not to, there are glorious panels to look at on the inside.
Well, the other part of that, Mike, from a design standpoint, is the way they have the canopy designed. When you open the bubble canopy, you have immediate access to the back of the avionics panel. So from a maintenance oversight
inspection,
it really makes it easy for the owner operator to accomplish that.
Yeah.
It's a nice design element.
So we have Friday night. There may or may not be elves right tonight in the shop, but you know there are webcams on airventure.org, so you know if you want to cite whether or not potentially there are elves there, maybe you can do that. We got Saturday night, and then Sunday, hopefully, if everything works all right, the taxi test.
And Spencer, you'll be around to give us an update on that, I suppose.
Yes, I'm here all weekend, and I'll be keep giving you guys daily updates here at 12:15 on Squawk 1200.
There you go.
I'll get it out eventually.
But wait a minute, one question. Did you pull a rivet?
I did pull a rivet this morning.
Hey. All right.
And I got to sign the wing, and Jesse Grottom, our social media director, came out with me this morning, and so you can go to our EAA Radio Instagram and our Twitter to see those pictures of Jesse and I pulling rivets and the final product of what the One Week Wonder looked like today.
That's great. Coming up in our next quarter hour, we're talking to some folks from Lyft Academy, the way Republic Airlines is addressing the shortage of commercial pilots. This is EAA Radio.